Welcome to another exclusive Search Datamanagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, the senior site editor of Search Datamanagement.com. Today, we are talking about corporate performance management with Bob Palladino, author of the book, 5 Key Principles of Corporate Performance Management. We'll find out some more about the principles he lays out in the book, really focusing in on some of his advice and findings around selecting and deploying CPM technology. We'll also find out which performance management trends he thinks are really worth paying attention to today. And what I think is particularly interesting about Bob is that he is an active, long-time implementation practitioner with specific experience and a successful track record of working with both business and IT folks to deploy really business-focused solutions for large organizations. Now, you may recognize Bob Palladino's name because he gave the keynote speech at a recent TDWI conference. Bob is the founder of Bob Palladino & Associates, a Pittsburgh-based professional services firm specializing in corporate performance management. The firm focuses on implementing for results and offers CPM services for implementing and integrating the Balanced Scorecard, Six Sigma, Knowledge Management, Activity-Based Management, and customer survey programs to drive breakthrough results. Bob is a longtime thought leader, implementation practitioner, and regular speaker at corporations, seminars, and industry events. Welcome, Bob.
Good morning.
You've been at this for a long time. What do you think is the most misunderstood aspect of sort of modern enterprise-wide corporate performance management?
Well, corporate performance management is today, the trend is in the direction of integrating multiple methods in more of an orchestrated way to drive results for the organization, whether it's a for-profit or a non-profit. So the trend is more towards not a single method, but the integration of multiple methods.
And do you think that people have a misconception about that in general? They sort of think of it more as a single method?
Well, I think many companies today have pockets of excellence. You know, research we did for a book I just published on John Wiley & Sons, it's called The 5 Key Principles of Corporate Performance Management. We discovered in studying over 50 companies, and these were all award-winning companies, that many of them viewed a given method or competency in more of a singular state. For example, they might have a very good Six Sigma program, but you know, fail to link it to strategy. Or they might have a great balanced scorecard program and fail to link it to technology throughout the organization. Or they might have great strategic planning, but it kind of sits on the shelf. So the winning companies that we profiled in the book, and by the way, the book is written by the executives themselves, actual case studies, is one more of a story of integration where they recognize the value of aligning these pockets of competencies and making them more of a process throughout the entire organization.
And this is a perfect segue. Could you summarize the 5 principles of corporate performance management from your book and give us a brief idea of how and why you developed these principles, sort of expanding on the point you just made?
Well, we studied, as I mentioned, over 50 companies, and we discovered that the true winners, the ones that had won the Baldrige Awards and Sterling Silver Awards and Balanced Scorecard Hall of Fame Awards and a whole list, they exhibited a common DNA of over 30 common best practices. And looking to organize these, we grouped them in 5 key principles. And the first and foremost is really establishing a CPM office and CPM officer. In other words, there's a dedicated department or function that's going to oversee integration of these methods enterprise-wide, either providing governance or governance and actually deployment. So having an officer at the C-level, reporting to the C-level or one level below, is a critical first step, and that's the first principle. Again, this separates the organizations from those that simply have a project manager running a project and then going away. This is more of an ongoing role, a sustained role. The second principle is refreshing and communicating the strategy. You know, Fortune research shows that less than 5% of the employee base really understand the strategy. So by having a concerted effort, refreshing and communicating the strategy so it's understood by a lot more than 5%, close to 95%, it makes a big difference in results. The third principle is cascading and managing strategy. And you can think of that as very closely aligned with the balanced scorecard methodology from Drs. Kaplan and Norton. So it's the linked and aligned set of objectives and measures throughout the company. The fourth is improving performance. This really is an area where companies fell down. The laggards fell down where they had great scorecards but failed to take remedial action with a quality program such as Six Sigma or Lean. So principle 4 is improving performance, and again, a disciplined way. And principle 5 is intellectual property, manage and leverage knowledge. you know, once you've identified the best practices, not keeping those in isolation, but sharing them throughout the company for leveraging purposes. So collectively, the five key principles: establishing an office, communicating the strategy, three, cascading and managing the strategy, four, improving performance, and five, managing and leveraging knowledge. Again, behind those sit 30 best practices, were the differentiating principles from those over 50 companies we studied that excelled versus those that were laggards.
And now, from what I've heard from many of our SearchDataManagement.com listeners, they are tasked with actually evaluating and deploying the technology system to support these corporate performance management initiatives. Does that fall into this Principle 3, cascading and managing strategy? And if so, can you talk a bit more about what's involved with that task?
Well, these companies had very, what I call strategic IT support. The CIO was generally at the table. They were there suggesting automated solutions for, you know, enabling the five key principles. For example, in the knowledge management front, which is Principle 5, at Crown Castle, our CIO was very forward-thinking and recommended intranet website that was able, you know, technology-enabled, of course, that allowed us to globally share best practices. To your point on the balanced scorecard, there are many so-called off-the-shelf vendor solutions. However, most of these need to be augmented by a BI solution in the background, small data marts or more comprehensive data warehouses, to really bring the data alive at different levels in the company. You know, some of the operating and shop floor level folks would need more current, whether it's hourly or minute information, to really recalibrate the operations. Is generally best supported by a BI solution in concert with a package solution.
What are some of the most common mistakes that you've seen organizations make when they are selecting and deploying the technology to support CPM initiatives?
So there's a couple different shortcomings. One happens to be they view it as a local solution, so they implement technology for a given business condition. They might, for example, set up a data mart to support customer surveying in the background of a balanced scorecard in one market but not another. So they fail to take an enterprise-wide view is one shortcoming. The other shortcoming is the project becomes very bogged down in what I call becoming an IT project versus staying a business-focused project. So it really takes, I think, a forward-looking IT function to work hand in glove with the CPM function to really keep these streamlined projects and avoiding the scope creep that can delay implementation and complicate implementation. So again, these companies do this very well. They understand the five key principles as well as enabling technology to drive strategy and performance.
And you just gave some, but can you offer any additional specific advice for the technology practitioners who are working in these CPM initiatives?
Oftentimes, again, there's a tendency to embrace technology and allow the technology to become the centerpiece to the solution, when in fact you really got to keep the business perspective in mind and vice versa. I mean, oftentimes the business side is guilty of not being clear on what they want, so IT tries to cover all contingencies, and as a result you end up with a very large project that takes a lot of time, resources, and meanwhile the company may have shifted directions. So it's vital that IT is in the room when decisions are being made on the functional or business side so that they can, better target the solution to address, the business need. So that I think is another kind of best practice to observe.
And now, what are the top two or three trends, in your opinion, in the CPM field that organizations should really pay attention to? In other words, which trends might significantly affect their CPM program planning or long-term roadmap?
Well, I touched on one earlier, and that is leading companies have designated a CPM executive. It's not a part-time nights and weekend job where they're running a strategy or balanced scorecard or Six Sigma program. It's that is their prime role. Much like a CFO is concerned with finance and a CIO with technology, the CPM officer, which may go by different titles, is concerned with assisting colleagues, fellow executives in the operating units and support functions to optimize performance across and, silo bust, cut across silos and offer governance and direction because they're a skilled practitioner. The second is leading companies, the trend is to recognize that, the islands of competencies are really not optimizing the ability of the company. Rather, you have to integrate across these different expertise levels in the company so you have more evenness. And the last is is recognizing that the market's changing a lot quicker than in the past, and these programs have to be light. They can't be, you know, the thousand-step methodology. They have to be a very light or lean version of a competency and a flexible one, so that as, you know, business conditions change, they're able to update things. For example, the balanced scorecard at Crown Castle became a rolling balanced scorecard to reflect the nature of the fast-changing telecommunications field or sector. That's not always applicable to every sector, but having that light, flexible toolbox that can be integrated enterprise-wide through an executive and their team is really, you know, those are three trends that are very significant out of all the best practices we looked at.
Any other advice or final thoughts to add on this topic?
Well, this one's a little more parochial, and that is that the book that I have out published, The Five Key Principles of CPM, available on all websites, all the proceeds are going to donated to and have been to the United Flight 93 memorials. So I think it's a good cause, and that's where I decided to direct the royalties.
And we'll put more information and a link to that on our website where people have downloaded this podcast. Thank you so much again for speaking with us today. Bob Palladino, Managing Partner of Bob Palladino & Associates.
Thank you.
To learn more about Bob, his book, and his charitable causes, visit PalladinoAssociates.com. That's PalladinoAssociates.com. And that URL is also available on the page where you downloaded this podcast. For more insight on performance management, we hope you'll continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. We have many performance management case studies, articles, podcasts, advice, and resources. And remember, searchdatamanagement.com's RSS feeds are a great way to stay on top of the most important news and trends in the market. Just click that link and add us to your reader. And if you have your own story, thought, or idea to share, please email us anytime using the email link on that page where you downloaded this podcast. You have been listening to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast interview about corporate performance management featuring Bob Palladino of Palladino & Associates. My name is Hannah Smaltry. I'm the senior site editor of SearchDataManagement.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.